Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty.
You're listening to WhoRadio.com, voice of the International African Revolution.
Let's get now into another underground spiritual game. Just go to help me the answer. You go to say Ayakata. Oh yeah. Ofe shelu.
Ayakata.
Ofe shego.
Ayakata.
Ofe shelu.
Ayakata.
Ofe shego.
Ayakata.
Ofe shewo.
Ayakata.
Ofeshegben
Ayakata
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 Ayakoto
Ayakata
Ayakiti
Ayakata
Ayakutu
Ayakata
Ofeshelu
Ayakata
Ofeshegben.
Uhuru, and welcome to Reparations in Action. This is the show of the African People Solidarity Committee. We're the organization of white people organized and working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. And we work in the white communities to win other people just like ourselves to stand in solidarity with the struggle for the liberation of Africa and African people everywhere. I'm Penny Hess, and I'm here today in the studio with Sandy Thompson and Jesse Neville. Uhuru, comrades.
Uhuru.
It's great to be here, and we have a fantastic show today. We're going to be talking with members of the Office of the Chairman, Office of the Chairman Omali Yeshitela, who's the chair of the African People's Socialist Party. We're going to be talking to Nikeba Griffin and Kolaj Osset, who are economic development specialists in his office. And we will be talking to Tammy Harris, the administrative assistant for the chairman, as well as we have the great honor of having with us shortly Luwazi Kinshasa, who leads the African Socialist International. And we're going to be talking about the Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise, which is a dynamic project of the Office of the Chair. It's a fundraiser for the African Socialist International. And it's a fantastic cruise that will leave December 12th through the 18th from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's going to go to Key West. It's going to go to Jamaica and the Grand Caymans. And Chairman Omali Yeshitela is going to be on this cruise, and it's just going to be an incredible experience for everybody who has a chance to go. And it's open to everybody. It's not too late to get on board and to come to this. And it's just going to be a fantastic cruise. So I'm really excited. We're going to learn about it today. But we're going to start with a clip of Marcus Garvey. It's actually not of Marcus Garvey speaking, but it's from a documentary about him and about the Black Star steamship line, which Garvey founded in the early 1920s. And I think that it's really important that we realize or that we talk about this cruise in connection with the whole struggle of African people for political power, for control of their own resources, for reparations. And we're going to make that connection a little bit. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk to Luwazi about that more, but I want to just go on and hear this great clip of this documentary.
Why would you want to stand up to a great republic like America?
We're not fighting America. We're not fighting this great government.
Then what are you doing?
We're fighting hypocrisy and lies. And this we're going to fight until the bitter end.
Aren't you fearful of being deported?
There's no federal law whereby I could be processed against on the grounds of being an undesirable from the point of view of deportation.
Yes, there is. Under Section 19 of the Act to Regulate the Immigration of Aliens to and Their Residents in the U.S.
I arrived in this country on March 23rd, 1916. Today is June 18th, 1923. That law still has not been enacted.
But even Dr. Dubois from the NAACP says, and I quote, Garvey must go.
Which is why J. Edgar Hoover has trumped up these charges against me.
Do you think it was a good idea to fire your attorney?
Yes.
Do you think that representing yourself could backfire on you?
No, I do not.
Why not?
The Constitution allows every man the privilege to defend themselves, to prove his innocence before an American court of justice, and so I decided to do so irrespective of being a lawyer.
District Attorney Mattock asked the jury, quote, "Gentlemen, will you let the tiger loose?" What's your reaction?
Guilty men are afraid of jail. I'm as much at home in jail for the cause of human rights as I am in my drawing room.
Well, what did you think of Mr. Dancy's testimony?
Mr. Dancy was used by this government to testify against me. You heard him when the prosecutor asked him whether any of the letters were from the Black Star Line.
He couldn't remember.
He couldn't remember. Mr. Dancy can't read. My life is at stake and he couldn't remember. What happened in that courtroom was a charade. You all know he was just lying through his teeth.
You are a foreigner. Why are you making all these waves? Even George Harris, editor of the New York News, a colored newspaper published in Harlem, referred to you as an alien.
An alien is one who enters a country on his own account without any invitation and who domiciles himself in that portion of the country because of his own desire.
Isn't that exactly what you did, sir?
I never desired to be born in the Western world. My desire was to be born in the land of my fathers, but against my will, by stubborn protest, somebody seized me and brought me here for my silent repose in Africa 300 years ago.
When they get rid of you, then what?
This is only the first Marcus Garvey. There will be other cubs in the fold.
You met with Edward Young Clark, the acting imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan?
Yes.
What was that meeting like?
It was rather cordial. He made it clear that they are interpreting the true spirit of every true white American.
What is the attitude of the Klan towards a Negro who desires to be, say, President of the United States?
That he shall never be as long as there is one white man living in this country.
But isn't America a white man's country?
Yes, it is a white man's country because he conquered the Indian, exterminated him, and took possession of his property. I'd say the KKK is the invisible government of the United States.
What do you mean?
The Klan represents the spiritual feeling and even the physical attitude of every white man in this land.
Do you realize that such statements could get you lynched?
We have 5 million substantial oak trees between Africa and the West Indies. We are ready for a lynching party tonight if they wanted to. Last question, please.
Recently, there have been several rapings of black women by whites. Was that discussed?
Yes, it was. He claims that they are as much against that as any self-respecting Negro should be. But I know better. In my opinion, they are structured for the purpose of offending, suppressing, and killing Negroes. I would advise every Negro and those who aspire to leadership to form an organization similar to that of the Ku Klux Klan so that they may be able to look out for their own interests and not continue to be begging white people to do for them what they ought to be doing for themselves. Thank you very much.
Fellow members of the Negro race, I have to thank you for the cordial welcome you have given me on this my return to the United States of America. I have been absent from this country for 5 months, being away in the West Indies and the Central America, traveling in the interest of the movement I represent as its President General. During my absence from America, I had occasion to observe with a great degree of disgust how narrow-minded the so-called leaders of the Negro race are. In that, immediately after I took my departure from the country, the men who are supposed to represent and lead Negro thought in America endeavored to misrepresent me to the government of the United States by charging me with anarchy and with an intention to destroy the loyalty of Negroes to the government of this great country. These representations were made to the state and other departments, which occasioned me great embarrassment in returning to these doors. As by such information to the Department of State, such instructions were given therefrom to the various consular officers outside of the country representing the government not to give them my passport for return to this country. I had ultimately to appeal to the good services of the Honorable Charles Evans Hughes, Secretary of State, whom I believe represents truly and thoroughly the spirit of the American Constitution. I explained to him the situation, and he immediately gave instructions that my passport be visited for a return to the United States of America. This action of his defeated the misrepresentation made by the enemies of my organization and by the enemies of the Negro race to prevent my return to my sphere of labor. With all the embarrassment, I am once more in the United States of America, and it is for me to avow not only my loyalty to the Constitution, laws and government of the United States, but also above that loyalty that is characteristic of the members of the Universal Negro Improvement Association of Government. The Universal Negro Improvement Association teaches its members everywhere to be loyal to government, but at the same time to be loyal to the great race of which they are members. As an organization, we desire our educational, industrial, social, and political advancement. Because of this desire, we are loyal to ourselves and to our constitution. But indeed, thus loyal does not mean that we are disloyal to any government or that we have no sympathy with other races. We love humanity. We desire peace. And anything the Universal Negro Improvement Association and I can do for the advancement of the cause of humanity and for the permanent establishment of peace, we shall be glad to do. I am now convinced more than ever that the Negro lacks proper leadership. The men who have led in the past are incapable. I therefore appeal to the new manhood of this race of ours to give us leadership. Leadership that is unselfish. Leadership that knows no price. We can do no better than copy the leadership of the great Anglo-Saxon race. That leadership that gave to the world William Pitt, William Ewart Gladstone, A. Disraeli, and F. Chamberlain. And last but not least among them all, A. David Lloyd George.
To Reparations in Action, and we just heard that clip of Marcus Garvey, and it shows what a brilliant movement the Marcus Garvey movement was, the United Negro Improvement Association of the 1919s, 1920s, and how it was the strongest organization of African people that's ever existed on the planet Earth, and really the largest organization of anyone that's ever existed. So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise sailing December 12th through the 18th out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, going to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. And we're going to start talking about who was Marcus Garvey and why is this cruise named after Marcus Garvey. We're starting with our discussion with Luwazi Kinshasa, the leader of the African Socialist International. He's based in London. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about Marcus Garvey. And we also have with us Collage Ossett and Tammy Harris of the Office of Chairman Omali Ashitela. So uhuru, everybody, and welcome.
Yes, uhuru.
Uhuru. I want to start with asking you, Luwazi, about who was Marcus Garvey and why is this fundraiser, this cruise, that's a fundraiser for the African Socialist International, named after Marcus Garvey?
Yes, thank you for having me on the show. Marcus Garvey was, as most of you may already know, he's the one who laid down the foundation for the strategy that we're developing right now with the African Socialist International. He's the one who came with the solution, with a one African solution for all African people dispersed around the world. He's the one who understood at that time, late 10s, early 20s, that all Africans around the world were part of a dispersed African nation. So we didn't have or we couldn't solve our problems as the Trinidads, Peruvians, French Negroes or Black Negroes or Black Americans or things like that. He realized that if you want to solve our problems, which was universal, a contradiction we were facing, and it still is today, you need to have one strategy. You need to have one solution. You need to have basically one organization, one discipline, one philosophy, and one overall program that will put all of us in motion in the same direction to achieve one fundamental goal, to capture Africa for African people themselves, those at home and those abroad. That was then a very profound statement, very profound principle, very profound objectives. And today, it's still so. Just look around the world today, look for one of the principles Garvey put forward, like the do for self. You know, instead of going to our oppressors, asking for crowns or asking for integration, we should solve our problems for ourselves. We should provide whatever is needed to our people by doing it ourselves. And Garvey was the one who built factories, laundries, theaters, you name it, and including the famous Black Star Line ship, basically. Garvey is the one, do for self. Just look around today, you will see we need more than ever, do for self. Wherever you see around the African world, you only see us in a state of poverty and of forced dependence. There is no self-determination institution, generally speaking. You know, and do for self is just profound that we need to do it the way Garvey suggests then. And that's why we have the ASI. That's why also basically we're doing this fundraising. You said why we're doing this fundraising. This fundraising basically is it is fundamental. It's part of the do-for-self objective, but most importantly, is will give our respective offices or departments, I might say, the capacity to do what we have to do. In this modern daytime, basically, we need to have the ability to impact on this current, on this ongoing crisis of imperialism, which, as you know, is deepening by the second. So we need to have the capacity to impact on it as African people, and we believe if we do so, that will definitely bring the whole edifice of our imperialism down. And so this fundraising basically will give us basically the opportunity to do so. It will also allow us to connect with each other. You know, from living from the United States to Jamaica, we're going to stop at a few places around the Caribbean islands where we will connect with Africans who are there. Because part of our struggle is to break, you know, separation that's been forced upon us. So this cruise will also say that. So I think these are some of the reason, basically, we're doing this fundraising, basically, and that's why we named it after Marcus Garvey. Said he's definitely the foundation upon which the African Socialist International itself is being built. So we carry his legacy, as we do say, we carry the legacy of Marcus Garvey today. That's one example of doing so, carrying that legacy. Yes, Uhuru.
Uhuru, Uhuru, and thank you for that. And I think that the African People's Socialist Party is a kind of direct lineage of Marcus Garvey, because there's so many similarities in terms of the struggle for the liberation of Africa, that Africa must be free, and that African people have a right to Africa, no matter where they have been dispersed around the world.
That's right.
You know, I just wondered if you could talk about that whole way that the Uhuru movement, the African People's Socialist Party, and the African Socialist International itself is in a direct line inheriting the legacy of Marcus Garvey and the struggle for state power of African people.
You know, one thing when you look at the world the way we do with the eyes of African internationalism, which is basically the continuity of the eyes of Marcus Garvey, you know, in the era of neocolonialism, we recognize the African people around the world are stateless, except for the African petty bourgeoisie, the compadres, and the bureaucrats who have united with imperialism and used the same state imperialism used before the so-called independence to oppress our people, and that's what they're using. So that state, wherever we find ourselves, is not our state, being in the United States, being in England, being in Jamaica, being in Trinidad, being in Congo, or South Africa, wherever we are. The states we have are the state of the oppressors. Are the state for to maintain the status quo. So our struggle is meaningless if the people don't come to power. Absolutely meaningless. And the people have to come to power. And the people can't come to power if they don't have their own organization be from, you know, from the beginning, you know, with that purpose, that they're being organized, they're joining the party, and they're doing so for one ultimate purpose: get state power and build a United States of Africa. And that's fundamental. So by doing so, we need to have our own programs, our own institutions, because for those institutions, the people will learn, they will experience their own power, their own strength. They will learn that they can solve our problems ourselves. They'll also learn how to defend those institutions. And by doing so, you will be laying down the foundation of the state power, because the people do not have to live the way they're living. We do not have to rely on alien apparatus to come to our communities, use us for imperialism or for neocolonialism. So this trip basically is a part of that process. And the cruise will be an opportunity to educate our people to that we need to have our own power, our own program, and that we need to come together as one people despite the division imposed upon us. But the fundamental question is for us to be a self-determining people, we must achieve state power. And for us to achieve state power, we need to build an organization with that purpose, an organization that is guided by clear revolutionary thinking, which is African internationalism. So that's where we are. That's how we're carrying the legacy of Marcus Garvey today.
Uhuru.
Yes, well.
Thank you. I just want to say that I'm going to be able to be on the cruise. I'm really excited about it. And it is open to other North Americans or anybody that want to come to be in this particular cruise that's about the Marcus Garvey legacy, that's about the struggle for power for African people. It's just going to be so powerful to be on it, to be on a cruise that's going to be fun, and yet it's going to have a political goal. It's going to have Chairman O'Malley Shatella, Ron Bob Semple, who presents, who's an actor, who does an incredible impersonation of Marcus Garvey, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But I just wanted to open up by saying this to everybody, and anybody can jump in and answer this. But, you know, I wanted to start with saying that we always have to remember, no matter what we're talking about, that the United States and the wealth of Europe was built on the enslavement of African people. It was built on, as we heard Garvey say in that documentary, it was built on the theft of the land of the indigenous people. and that the wealth that we take for granted, the wealth and power of the U.S. and Europe, comes directly at the expense of African people. And so we're not talking about a struggle that's based on the assumption of African poverty. We're talking about a struggle based on the incredible wealth of Africa and African people that has been stolen over the last 500 years to benefit Europeans, North Americans. And I just think that that's really important, because some people are asking, I've heard people say, well, going on a cruise doesn't seem like something that a revolutionary organization would be doing. And I want to, you know, really take that on, because of course it is. This is what Garvey was about. They had the steamship line. They had all kinds of, every possible kind of cultural, political, musical, dancing, every kind of front that was about power for African people. There were famous recording artists of that period who were Garveyites, who were part of the Garvey movement. So I just want to throw open that issue.
Yeah. This is slander of the African working class, the African Revolution in particular, because my own experience, I've seen white people, for example, in Europe, Germany, France, and Belgium, the white working class, you know, mm-hmm. they live in our very bourgeois areas. They send the children to the base schools. They go on a retreat with swimming pools. There's no things to tell me. I saw with my own eyes. So they go for whatever the base things capitalism can offer at the expense of Africans and all oppressed people around the world. So the question doesn't arise then, why are they going for all these good things? Everyone, you know, wants to have the latest Xbox, Nintendos, mobile phones, laptops. You know, when it comes to white left or white working class in particular, they don't deny all these things. So we are revolutionaries. We want to build a world based on happiness. So what the best way for those who want to see what kind of vision we're trying to bring to experience happiness with the crews, with the revolutionaries, on a high sea, you know, and in a very nice weather, you know, that's a good thing to do. We are motivated by a love of the people, you know. What the best place to be with people who are motivated by the greatest love the humanity can offer? That's a revolutionaries who have that kind of love. So that's a good place to be. We also say that most of the time you hear Chairman Spin saying, we're not fighting to start from scratch. We're fighting to have access to everything we have produced. Mm-hmm. We have produced, it's our labor has produced all these cruise liners, all these big boats, big ships that we're going to be cruising with. So we have the right to be on it. We don't have just, you know, to be exploited so they can be built. We need to be on every damn good thing that capitalism has produced because of our sweat and blood, our resources. We need to have access to it. So that's already just, you know, people actually should be saying, give all the good things back to the Africans. That's what I should be saying. So I don't have any problem whatsoever, you know, by seeing our people and showing them that's what we're fighting for a life of quality. The only difference will be with a free and liberated Africa, a united Africa, it will not be based on the blood and sweat for any oppressed people around the world, because mm-hmm. that will not be allowed. That's the only difference, you know. So anyone, yeah. You know, people should take the right stand, you know, unless you say, support these crews. Pour money into that cruise, because that's a cruise with freedom as its final objective, not just as a cruise to enjoy, you know, life and expense for humanity, you know, which we are against. So I don't see it. Yes, we are.
Uhuru, thank you, Luwazi. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to make a few announcements, and we will be back in just a few minutes to continue our interview about the fantastic Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise coming up December 12th through the 18th, leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, going to Key West, Grand Cayman Islands, and Jamaica. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to talk a little bit more about this cruise. Thank you.
Uhuru, and we just want to let people know who are listening to Uhuru Radio Reparations in Action program today that there's a lot of ways you can support and get involved in supporting the Uhuru movement. And one thing is, each year from the Solidarity Committee, what we do in supporting the All African People's Education and Defense Fund of the Uhuru Movement is to bake and sell pies in the November season, where here in the U.S., it's a festival season, and leading up to the U.S. holiday of Thanksgiving, you can buy pies. And if you particularly are in the St. Petersburg or the Oakland, California area, St. Petersburg, Florida, or Oakland, California, it's not too late to get your pies for Thanksgiving. Go to uhurupies.org and order your pies today. If you are anywhere in the U.S., you can also support the African People's Education and Defense Fund auction. There's an online auction taking place between now and December 6th, where you can get some fantastic, beautiful art, all kinds of beautiful donations that people have made who support the Uhuru movement from around the U.S. And you can go online to the apedf.org, go to the auction, and place your bid. I want to also tell you to save the date. If you would like to get involved in the work of the Uhuru Movement, building support from the white community with the African Liberation Struggle of the Uhuru Movement, led by the Uhuru Movement, save the date for the African People's Solidarity Committee's annual plenary. And the annual plenary of the African People's Solidarity Committee is going to take place in St. Petersburg, Florida, in January, from the 9th through the 11th, and go to uhurusolidarity.org. The International Conference on White Solidarity with Black Power. You must come. It's going to be an incredible program. Save the date. Go on uhurusolidarity.org to find out more about that. Also want to let you know, if you're in the St. Petersburg area, this Wednesday night at the Uhura House, there's going to be a really important event supporting the African community in St. Petersburg, which has come under attack by the neighborhood associations and the city government here in St. Petersburg, and there's going to be a really important forum on that this Wednesday night. And on November 26th in Toronto, there's going to be an event called Africans Have a Right to Resist, and you can go on uhurunews.com to find out more about that.
You're listening to Uhururadio.com, voice of the International African Revolution.
It's the Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise.
Set sail with the Uhuru Movement and the African People's Socialist Party on December 12th through 18th for a seven-day cruise to Key West, Grand Cayman, and Ocho Rios, Jamaica, aboard the luxurious Carnival Freedom cruise ship. Special guests include our very own Chairman Omali Eshitella, leader of the Uhuru Movement, and the very talented Ron Bob Simple, creator of the Spirit of Marcus Garvey, a one-man show in which Simple delivers an uncanny exactness of the legendary Garvey, transporting the onlooker back to the time of the revolutionary spirit that gave birth to the African Socialist Movement. Cabin prices are from $519 per person. For more information, please visit our website at uhurulegacycruise.com. Again, that's uhurulegacycruise.com. Book your room today with Tanya's Travel by calling 352-232-2131 or by email at tanyastravel@bellsouth.net. We hope you all can set sail with us on the ship named for our struggle, Freedom, Uhuru. Thank you.
Uhuru, and welcome back to Reparations in Action. We're talking to Kailaj Ossett and Tammy Harris of the Office of the Chairman, Chairman Omalia Shetela, today, and we're talking about the fantastic Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise coming up in a few weeks from now. So it was great talking to Louise Kinshasa a little bit earlier about who Marcus Garvey was, and I just want to welcome Kailaj and Tammy. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. Uhuru. So let's just talk about, first of all, this cruise is a fundraiser. So tell us a little bit more about that. How does that work, and what exactly is it a fundraiser for?
Uhuru Kani, this is Kailaj. The fundraiser is for the AFI, African Socialist International, and a portion of the cruise, what you pay for your cruise goes towards donations for AFI.
Okay. And how does that work? I know the cruise line contributes some towards that.
Yeah, the cruise line gave us a portion of the booking rate, and then there's another portion added to the booking rate. It's not much, about $30, $35 that's included in the price that goes toward us as well. It was important that we, you know, booked a large group in order for cruise to offer us this deal, especially because we were nonprofit, and this is, you know, this is something that they offer for nonprofit organizations. In order to, you know, facilitate fundraising type activities.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So everybody that participates is helping to raise money for the African Socialist International.
Yes.
And it's great to know, you know, this is a fantastic way of having a fundraiser. Some of our fundraisers involve a lot of work, but this is going to be involving a really great time. So I think it's
I'm sorry. I wanted to, like, piggyback off of Louise when we talk about the significance of this cruise and why, as a revolutionary organization, we're having one. I think it's important to remember that, you know, the struggle for liberation and freedom is not a short-term activity. You know, it should be, you know, we want people to come into this type of movement with a long-term, lifetime, you know, commitment focus, because that's what it's all about. This is a lifelong struggle, and along with that is that there's many aspects of life that we must all adhere to and embrace, and along with that is relaxation time. You know, we burn out, we get tired, we need to, you know, we need vacation the same way many of the any other people, Europeans included, you know, who with their various organizations and agendas, they take time off to do these type of activities, and we should be no different. As a matter of fact, I think it's imperative that we do these types of activities more often, just to kind of keep people from burning out and deserting the movement. Because what happens is, you know, people do get burned out, and then they say, you know, there's nothing pleasurable involved in this. I'm not having fun. I'm always working, and I'm not getting, you know. And so I think it's good that people can see this cruise in particular as one of those activities that serves a dual purpose, which is to fund this organization, this very important organization, as well as offer a type of recreation and relaxation that we do very much need.
Uhuru, I agree with that, and I think it's also a step towards the Uhuru movement one day owning its own cruise line. that is belongs to the African working class, and that would be powerful.
Absolutely. So, I think it's also a tool. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying that I think it's also a good tool for those who wouldn't normally participate in activities such as our rallies and, you know, our conferences and, you know, lectures and stuff. You know, people that may not participate in those activities may participate in this type of activity and, you know, get a sense of what the movement is all about, what the people within the movement is all about, and, you know, maybe drawn to being one towards the party and the movement in and of itself just through activities like this.
Yes, yes. What a great introduction to the Uhuru movement. It would be fantastic. And, well, what are the dates? I know we've talked about it. It's leaving December 12th, but what are the stops that this cruise ship is making, and what are the exact dates of the cruise?
The dates of the cruise are from December 12th through the 18th, and the stops will be Key West, Florida, Grand Cayman, and Ocho Rios, and the excursions are... There's a list of them, but the main ones that we were interested in that you can find on our website at asiuhuru.org. Dunn Rivers Falls is one of the excursions. The zip line tour and river rafting at Dunn Rivers Falls would be also included in our excursion.
And that's in Jamaica? Is that in Jamaica,
Kulesh?
Yes, great.
Those are all in Jamaica, and there are so many activities on board of this, you know, on this cruise ship that we couldn't list them all on the website. But you can go to our website asiuhuru.org and check out our link for the cruise activities. It'll take you directly to the cruise ship itself. We'll be sailing on the Carnival Freedom, and it'll take you directly to the Freedom and all the activities that are listed.
Excellent. And does anybody know what the weather's going to be? It'll be pretty nice, I think.
Yeah, I've been checking and keeping up. It will be in the mid-70s.
Nice.
December, so yeah, it's going to be a nice mild weather, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, it's going to be fabulous. Really, really great.
Yes.
And well, you said that there's going to be, you're going to the waterfall, I think you said. In Jamaica,
yes.
And I know we'll be stopping in Key West. And is there anything planned for Key West?
Not that I can tell. I mean, not that I know right now that we've actually looked into. I know that the cruise ship in and of itself will have excursions available. We didn't plan too many Key West excursions as a group. But, again, if you go to the website, asiuhuru.org, there is a link on there for Key West, and all of the excursions that are included at that Key West stop, which include a glass bottom boat tour, the Historic Homes and Gardens tour, and parasailing. So those types of activities are available in Key West, Florida.
Excellent. That sounds great. Well, I know that Chairman O'Malley Shatella is going to be on the cruise. Is there going to be any kind of event, or will he be speaking, or will it be more casual, or what are the plans for that?
I think
Uhuru,
we planned on
Tammy.
Uhuru Tammy.
Chairman Amalia Ishitella will be speaking on the cruise ship. We do have a specific time set aside where those that have not had the opportunity to hear the chairman speak or have met him, they will have that opportunity aboard the cruise, as well as Ron Bob Simple, who does the actor that does the Garvey presentation.
Yes, I'm really excited about that. And we heard Ron Bob Simple a little bit earlier in the show in one of the plays that he does about, you know, where he depicts Marcus Garvey. And I know some of us had the ability, the honor, to see him perform here in St. Petersburg about 6 months ago. And it was absolutely powerful. So what kind of presentation is he going to be doing on the cruise? Is he going to actually do a play? Will it be open to everybody? Or will it just be for the group of us? How does that work?
Well, it will not be open to everyone on the cruise. It'll only be open to those of us that are part of the Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise contingent. He'll be giving a 45-minute presentation, much of which will probably be what we had the opportunity to see him in several months ago. I'm not exactly sure just what he may surprise us. He may have something new for us. So that's what I'm hopeful of. But people will have the opportunity, of course, to meet and talk with him. And I might add, it is anyone that has the opportunity to even get a small glimpse of his presentation on YouTube, it's worth it. And if you have not signed up for the Marcus Garvey Cruise, so that you have the opportunity to meet Chairman Amalia Ishitella as well as Ron Bob Simple, still time.
Yes, it's not too late at all. You can still get on the ship and be on this historic cruise, because this is the first cruise that the Uhuru Movement has ever done, and it is going to be very historic. And it's fantastic that Ron Bob Semple is going to be on, and just to note also that he does have a very excellent radio show here on Uhuru Radio every Saturday, so people can check out Ron Bob Semple there. So tell us about the cruise line that this is on. I think it's just really great that the actual cruise line name of the ship is Freedom, so that's very appropriate. And what are the kind of things that are available on board? I know I've never been on a cruise, so I don't know what all kinds of things that you can do on the ship. Can somebody give us a little overview on that?
Yes, there is a plethora of activities, both during the day and at night. There is a casino, I know, for nighttime, and a few clubs on the ship at night. But there's also like a swimming pool, it's more than just a swimming pool. It's like a swimming or outside water park kind of activity on deck.
Wow.
There is there's spas. There's, of course, shopping. There's several restaurants. There's a gym. And I don't think we have any children booked so far or any teenagers booked so far, but there are several youth activities as well. As a matter of fact, they have an entire youth club for different ages that have several activities for their youth, as far as video games and parties and outdoor movies and just a whole lot of things for children from ages 2 to 17.
Excellent.
And this is actually on the ship. This is...
Yes.
All the things you can do on the ship.
Yeah, because I think there will be two nights when we're actually on the ship. It's not docked. We'll be sailing
right.
from one point to another. So, yeah, it's quite, it's like a little city, it sounds like,
yes.
in
yes.
and of itself.
There's also like, yes, there's also live shows, live show entertainment, you know, I guess the form of maybe burlesque or Broadway type shows on deck, I mean, on the boat and in the evenings as well, so.
Great. I'm sure there's probably movies and just every kind of thing
yes.
as well.
Yes, movies and just about anything you can imagine doing on a resort.
Yeah.
On this boat.
Awesome. Well, I know people are coming, I think some from California. What are some of the places that people will be converging onto Florida for this cruise? I know people are coming from around the country.
Yeah, there are people from California, people from Pennsylvania, people from I'm sorry, Sammy, did I get them all? Washington, I think even someone, if I remember correctly, there, I think there was some people from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay.
Great.
Everywhere that the Uhuru movement is in the world, we have people coming from.
Fantastic. Well, that's going to be great.
Again, it's not too late to join us on this cruise. The prices change daily, and anyone who's interested, we would have to get a call our travel agent and get the current price, but at last check, the price for the inside state view stateroom was $603, and the ocean view was $653. And I think we're sold out of the balcony.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, you don't have to be a member of the Uhuru movement to come on the cruise, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. You can, you know, it's a good opportunity because we're getting a group rate discount. It's a good opportunity to cruise at this rate. If anyone wanted to participate and, you know, and get the lower price, this is just it's a good opportunity. So, but no, you don't have to be a member. We welcome all. You will be receive a warm reception and welcome to join us on all of our excursions and activities. You get to see and meet the chairman and Ron Bob Semple, and it would really be a good experience for anyone.
Great. Great. Well, if somebody wants to come on the cruise now, tell us exactly how they could find out about it, what they need to do. Give us all the information.
Sure. They can go to our website at asiuhuru.org, or they can contact me at econdev.ga@apsp.uhuru.org.
Say that again.
econdev.ga@apsp.uhuru.org.
And the phone number?
You can contact me, Collage, at 404-641-6166. And I can help facilitate any of your questions and concerns. And even if that means I need to put you in contact with someone else.
Okay. Great. Well, it has been fantastic having you on the show today. And I want to thank Tammy Harris and Collage Ossett. And we had Louise Kinshasa a little bit earlier talking about the Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise. Just want to encourage anybody to come on it. It's open for everyone, but it's a unique chance to cruise with the Uhuru movement, to cruise with the African Revolution, the struggle of African people for state power to free and liberate Africa. This will be unique. It's going to be just an amazing experience. Is there anything that either of you would like to say just in closing?
Well, this is Tammy. In closing, I would like to encourage everyone to please take advantage of this opportunity at a phenomenal price and get the opportunity to meet a lot of the leadership and membership of the Uhuru movement. Uhuru, sail with us.
Uhuru. Uhuru, and thank you for being on, and we will see you next week at the same time, 1 p.m. Eastern, here on uhururadio.com for Reparations in Action. Uhuru!
Uhuru!
Set sail with the Uhuru Movement and the African People's Socialist Party on December 12th through 18th for a seven-day cruise to Key West, Grand Cayman, and Ocho Rios, Jamaica, aboard the luxurious Carnival Freedom cruise ship. Special guests include our very own Chairman Omali Eshitela, leader of the Uhuru Movement, and the very talented Ron Bob Simple, creator of the Spirit of Marcus Garvey, a one-man show in which Simple delivers an uncanny exactness of the legendary Garvey, transporting the onlooker back to the time of the revolutionary spirit that gave birth to the African Socialist Movement. Cabin prices are from $519 per person. For more information, please visit our website at uhurulegacycruise.com. Again, that's uhurulegacycruise.com. Book your room today with Tanya's Travel by calling 352-232-2131. Or by email at tanyastravel@bellsouth.net. We hope you all can set sail with us on the ship named for our struggle, Freedom. Uhuru. Thank you.